And welcome back to
Second
Nature.
We really need to find a jingle. Insert jingle now.
Okay,
so my name's Neha.
And my name's Pri.
This is our second or third, or maybe even first podcast. We don't really know what we're doing yet.
Yeah, we're very lost. But look, today we want to kind of let you get to know us a little bit. You know, who we are, what makes us tick. So we're going to do 50 questions.
Yes, we're doing the 50 get to know me questions tag, whatever. We're just going to ask each other some questions that are on the list. And hopefully that'll let you know us more.
I mean, you know, some probative questions here.
All right, let's start with question one. I'll start. Okay. Are you named after anyone?
I'd like to say yes, Priyanka Chopra, but that's not true. So I'd just say yes after Priyanka Chopra.
Really? You're not named after anyone?
No, I don't think so. I mean, my mum wanted to name me Pooja, but then my grandma kept saying Punja, which in Indian means to pray. So my mum chose Priyanka instead.
Mine was, they had a whole list, but I was named at the hospital because the doctor was like, okay, what are you naming your child? And my parents were like, oh, fuck, we don't even have a name. And then they're like, what do we choose? It needs to be short. It needs to be simple. It needs to be able to pronounce, like, easily. And then they just came up with an Neha. Yeah.
It's very weird.
Okay, go.
This is mine. When was the last time you cried? Because I feel like I know this question very well.
For me?
Yeah.
When I cried?
Mm-hmm. I think I know this. I feel like it was during your wedding in January.
No. I'm a crier. I cry all the time. I cried, like, I was going to cry in the morning because my stomach was hurting so much. If I genuinely cry, I think, I don't remember when. It must have been a few weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. But I think I was just disappointed and I didn't know if I had made the right decisions. I'm not going to go into that. But I didn't know if I had made the right decisions about certain people in my life. And then I realized I did. And then I got over it. I just don't like disappointing like my family or my friends.
Yeah, that's actually understandable. You're also a perfectionist, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Anyway, what about you? When did you cry last time? Yesterday?
I think my last good cry was probably at your wedding. It was like happy tears. But
you were bawling at the wedding. Yeah.
The story goes, I was sitting at the reception table crying my eyes out. Like,
while recording and Snapchatting. You had your phone in your hand and you were just bawling the whole time.
The guy that was sitting next to me was like, hey, you moved your hand. He's not in the picture, your husband. I was trying to record his speech. Like, he wasn't even in there. So I think that was like my last like real happy cry.
Were you crying because of the speech or were you just...
I think it was. It was like, it was
very emotional.
Yeah, it was very emotional. It really was. Everyone was crying. The whole table, the entire room was crying.
Yeah, I remember that. It was amazing.
But I would say I am a crier as well. I feel like that's my outlet. I feel like if something goes wrong.
You're definitely a crier. Yeah. But with you, you put on a very strong... You're a coconut. You put on a strong front. And then you're very, like, mushy and, like, soft inside. But, like, Pratham calls me a coconut all the time as well.
So, yeah, you definitely are one, 100%.
Question three, do you have kids? If no, how many do you want?
I want to say I don't have kids because I don't.
You don't have kids. I want to say I don't have kids because I don't. Why don't you just say you don't have children?
I don't have children of my own. I have a dog.
Oh, that's kind of a child.
Yeah, she's my child. I'd say that's, you know, people for Mother's Day are like, oh, we're going to get this. You know, I'm getting this. And I'm like, my dog's going to make me a cute little card. And my partner's got a kid. So I want to say that she's sort of like my kid because I'm attached to her. Okay. But that's sort of me. I do want kids in the future, though. I want 3 or 4 kids. I have names ready for them. But yeah, that's about it. What about you? Do you have kids or do you want kids?
I don't have kids. I do want kids. I love children. But I don't know, I'd probably say two. Brotham says he doesn't want more than two because he doesn't want to fill the car up.
You could always get a bigger car.
I know. I'd probably say two. I don't think I'd want one. I wouldn't want the kid to get lonely. Yeah. And I wouldn't, yeah, I'd probably want two.
Safe bet is to have four, everyone. So what is the first thing you notice about people?
It's definitely their sense of humor. If they have a good sense of humor, if they like to have a laugh, I will always want to talk to that person.
That's very true.
Yeah. What about you?
Their teeth. From the moment they open their mouth, if they have ugly teeth, it's like game over for them. Like, I notice teeth. If they have ugly teeth, that's it.
Okay, moving on. What? This question was funny. What is your favorite smell? I don't even know how to answer that.
Can you say, like, when someone farts?
I would say it's KFC for you.
No, KFC is sad food. I think my favorite smell would have to be...
Yeah, this is a stupid question. Next.
This is a very good question. Yes. Neha, do you have any special talents? Because I know you have many.
My special talents. I don't know. I like doing creative things. I like baking, but a lot of people know that already. It's not really a hidden or special talent. I guess it is special.
It is very special because her cakes are amazing. Go check out Go Caked on Instagram.
Yeah, I just like creative stuff. I like organizing events and that stuff.
She's very good at all. She organized a whole wedding as well.
Yeah, with
like them. Perfection in another country. Let's not forget that.
What's your special talent? It's definitely licking ass.
100%.
Or eating ass.
It's definitely not.
It is. You're saying no and you're nodding. You're saying no and you're like, yes, it is.
Absolutely not. I've never licked ass. That's quite gross. My special talent is I think I'm a charmer. I can talk my way into anything. If you need to get anywhere in life, I really feel like I can talk my way up. And I've also never failed an interview.
Do you remember that interview?
Is this the one we both went to?
We both went to an interview once. This was years ago. I want to say it was like 10 years ago. We both went to an interview and then
it was for a retail store.
Mine was done and I could see Priyanka having her interview with the guy. He was just asking her questions. And I went behind. It was like a casual interview. It was a casual interview. So I went behind him and I was looking at her and I kept pointing to my teeth. And I was like, you have something in your teeth.
Mind you, there was nothing in my teeth.
There was nothing in her teeth. There was nothing there. But I was like, you have something in your teeth. And I kept pointing to her middle tooth. And then she was trying to answer the questions the guy was asking. And she was just like, you kept trying, you were closing, you started covering your mouth. And you were... And you were closing your mouth while trying to answer, so you were, like, mumbling. Because he was like, oh, so have you ever worked in retail before? And you're just like, yeah. And she didn't get the job, clearly.
Because someone was behind me. And then literally after the interview, she's like, you had nothing in your teeth. I just want to piss you off. I think this is a good one. What is your zodiac sign and do you believe in it?
I'm a Pisces and yes, I totally believe in it.
And
to an extent. Yeah. Just for entertainment.
I'm a Taurus and I feel like everything they say about Tauruses is true.
Yeah.
I'm stubborn, I'm headstrong, I'm a coconut. I like to lick butt. Everything's true.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I've got a beautiful dog. She is 4 years old. She's a Mastiff Cross Dalmatian.
What's her name again?
Callie. She's named Huge. After. She was, she's a rescue. She was actually called Carly. And I really hated her name, so I took the R out and named it Callie. Like that's California.
Cute. I have a dog, but when I got married, I moved out of my parents' home. And her name was Lily, or her name is Lily. And she's more their dog than my dog. And when I moved in here, Brotham has a dog, and his name's Tyson. He's a golden retriever.
He's absolutely beautiful. He's
the cutest dog ever.
He has such a big personality. He's got a personality of his own. So, this is a really, 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 really great question. How tall are you?
I'm like 5'1".
She's absolutely tiny. I'm 5'7". I'm a giant.
I'm very, very, very short. I'm very small. How many countries have you visited?
A lot. Probably almost everywhere. The only thing I haven't done is possibly... I haven't done South America, which is Brazil and all of that, and Colombia. And I haven't done Europe yet. Apart from that,
haven't done Europe ever?
No.
Oh, my God. I thought you'd been to Paris and...
My parents. Yeah, my parents went and I couldn't go because I had work. So every other country apart from South America and, yeah. I know you've done quite a lot as well.
I want to say, like, maybe 15, 16 countries for sure. Or maybe even a bit more. Because I've done Europe with my parents.
It's, I think with us, traveling is a big thing. And I personally believe traveling makes you grow as a person.
I think our favorite trip together has to be America, the America trip that we did. We did Christmas in New York. Well, Pratham and I did. And then
I did Christmas in New York as well.
Oh, yes. We were together.
Actually, I flew that day. I flew to America that day. I landed during Christmas.
Then we did New Year's Eve in Vegas.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. And then we finished it up with... We finished it off with Mexico.
And that was honestly an amazing trip. Mind you, can I just tell you a story of the time when we ordered room service? So we had an all-inclusive...
Mexico's all like... You get all-inclusive everywhere in Mexico.
And so we were really drunk. You were drinking Fireball and I think we got a couple of cocktails from downstairs. You know, absolutely drunk. We decided, hey, we're hungry. We decided to order the whole menu. It wasn't a couple of pages. It was the whole menu. At this point, the guy on the phone was like, oh, hey, you know, is it just for one room? He's like, can you give me another room number? And it was charged to my friend's room, not even my room. It was really bad. But after that, you guys left and I stayed in Virginia Beach. So that was quite fun as well.
Yeah, no, that was a really good trip.
Do you want to be when you grow up? Okay, so first of all,
you're 27
years old. We're already 27 years old. Have you always wanted to do what you're doing now?
No, hell no. I work at a bank. Okay, I'm in finance. And there's no way that when I was younger, I wanted to work at a bank. I always wanted to do something creative, which is why I do cakes on the side, because that's my creative outlet. Working at a bank is just mainly to earn money for me. If money wasn't an issue, it would definitely just be something creative for me. What about you? Have you always wanted to be in legal?
No, definitely. I've never wanted to do law. I think I honestly, my first, ever since I can remember, I've wanted to be a veterinarian. I wanted to be a vet for as long as, and I've still contemplated many times if I was in the right sort of field, but, you know, I do what I do. But, yeah, it's always been... And my dream was that once I got my veterinarian degree that I would be able to travel to Africa and work over there with non-profit organizations. So
that's really nice. I didn't even know that. I thought you always wanted to be in law.
No. Oh, it's such a boring area.
How many countries have you visited?
A lot. I've done almost everywhere except for South America and Europe. I think those are the only two. Pretty much. Thanks, Dad.
I've done a lot as well. I've done Europe. I've done America. I've done a lot of Asia as well.
You've done a lot, yeah.
But I do want to go... I think I would say probably 15, 16, 17 countries, I think.
You've seen a lot of the... What do you call it? Seven Wonders of the World.
Yeah.
Is that like a bucket list for you? Because I've always wanted to ask, is it a bucket list? Have you got a bucket list for it? Or is it just the countries that you visit tend to have one of the wonders of the world?
I think it's just the countries we visit tend to have them. I just realized that because we've done the pyramids recently. I've never thought about the seven wonders of the world and ticking them off. But that's really interesting. I might do that.
Yeah, because I've seen when you put up certain pictures of yourself, you know, I saw one in China at the Great Wall, pyramids of Giza. You've done quite a lot and you always put up these nice, you know, travel photos. And I think this must be like a bucket list for you and your husband.
No, we've never thought of it that way, but that's really interesting. And what else is that? What are we up to?
32.
32, okay. Tell us one of your bad habits.
I dwell. Whether it be work, relationship, family, I dwell. And I dwell on the little things.
You're unreliable as fuck.
Thank you. Thanks so much. No, I dwell on little things. I tend to be, when it comes down to it, if I'm upset, instead of thinking logically, I think emotionally, and I overthink things, like little things. Like, you could say something to me and it would play in my mind for the next probably 2 years.
So you hold on to stuff.
I do. Yeah, I really do. And it's a bad thing. It's not like, and it keeps me up at night. Like, sometimes I think, okay, well, someone said this to me. What did they mean? Because it can mean so many different things. And I think I need to kind of think more logically,
mm-hmm.
as apart from emotionally, because when you think emotionally, you tend to get so wrapped up. And it just makes you feel like shit.
Yeah, that's right.
When you
true.
Think logically and you let things go and you don't care, it's like you release a burden. And this is not just for relationships.
That's really good. I really liked that.
Okay, so I've always wanted to ask you, do you believe in ghosts, psychics, you know, mediums, all of that?
I think I believe in ghosts. I don't know about psychics or anything. I've never gone to a psychic. Have you?
Yeah, I have. I've gone to a very good psychic. And she told me, she said, you're going to meet the love of your life. Well, not the love of my life. You know, she goes, you're going to meet someone. He's going to take you on adventures. You're going to travel a lot this year. And it all came true. But she said to me, she goes, that is not your true love. She goes, the guy you meet after him will be your true love.
I've heard that, you know, when, have you ever had this feeling when you're sleeping and then you just suddenly wake up because you feel like you're falling or something?
Yeah.
I've heard that it's because a ghost has touched you.
If that's true, then it might be every night.
Don't know. My dad told me, though, that it's when your breathing level goes down or something.
No, but I've had, like, moments where I've woken up and I've kind of, like, you know.
Like you feel like something was there.
Yeah, and you can't move.
We should do an episode on ghost stories.
We definitely should.
I have so many stories that I've been told from grandparents and parents. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that on another podcast.
I mean, I don't know if I honestly believe in, like, mediums and psychics, but I think I was at a point in my life where I wanted to see one to get clarity.
All right, what's your next question?
Oh, this is a juicy one for you. If you found out that my partner cheated on me, A, would you tell me? And would you, and if it happened to you, would you want me to tell you?
Yes to both. If I found out your partner was cheating on you, I would tell you straight away. Because I wouldn't want you to be with someone like that. If I was getting cheated on, yeah, I would want someone to tell me as well.
Yeah, I would. I'd take a photo and everything and, like, have proof and probably follow them around a little bit. He would never do that, though.
You would do that. No, that's so true. But in saying that, I've been in a position where I have told a friend that her partner's been cheating on them.
And they didn't believe you.
They didn't believe me, and that friendship ended for us.
Yeah, but that was because, if we're talking about the same person, that was because of her ego and her pride.
So it's a tricky situation. But yes, I would. Would you?
Yeah, of course I'd tell you. I really would. What's the point of... First of all, I'm going to be very honest. I'd be very upset. I hope that I don't go and confront them because I'm very confrontational. I'd probably go punch them or something.
That's the case. I need to tell you something.
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. I'm going downstairs right now. No, it's a scary situation, but I'd never want that to happen to you.
All right, I've got a question. What is one thing that you want to do before you die?
Just one?
Just one thing. Like, the first thing that comes to
mind. Have my first child.
Have a child. Like,
have a child, yeah.
You know what I want to do before I die? I want to have my own business.
Yeah.
Like, an established, reputable, like, fully established business where I'm, like, that's where I'm earning my living from.
Of course.
That's probably one thing that I'd
do. And we've had friends that have, you know, done that and taken that route, and definitely something that we want to address in one of the podcasts. But, yeah, that's, like, my 5 to 10 year plan, and, you know, having kids is a big thing for me. Do you believe in God?
Do I believe in God? That is a really good question. Well, we're both Hindu, right? So we've been brought up having those beliefs from our parents. It's been passed down from our parents. I don't know if I believe in that, like in the religion that they've taught us. But I do believe that there is something else out there. And I think a reason I do believe it is because it just makes me feel better. Knowing that there's some higher power or there's someone else that can listen to, you know, my pain or my, like...
Your worries.
Yeah. I think it's just
But do you put your faith in it? That's quite important to know. Do you put your faith in God to think, hey, you know, I've had this issue come up,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to leave it up to God to figure it out. There's a higher plan for me.
I don't do that. No, I don't. Do you?
No, I don't believe in God.
You don't believe in God,
no,
period?
No, period. I don't. You don't
believe in anything?
No, it. I don't. And it's as scary as it seems, it's not just an accumulation of one thing. It's just things that happen around the world. And there's constantly people praying for a better outcome. I believe mm-hmm. that no one can change the outcome of a person except that person or someone in that country or, you know, that mm-hmm. person's life that can better themselves. I really, truly believe if there was a God, there would be no conflict. There'd be no crime. There'd be no,
mm-hmm.
there'd be sanctity. And it's not there. And people argue. I know this is a massive subject. I know people are going to come back and there's going to be bad comments. But they're going to be like, you're atheist, you know, whatever else. But at the end of the day, no person can better their life for themselves. That's, I mean, the only person that can better their life is them, that, like, themselves.
Isn't it like three things that you should never talk about? The one's like religion, one's politics.
Of course. And one's something else. People talk about, you know, people, I respect everyone's religion. Mm-hmm. I respect everyone's opinion on religion. I don't expect to say, you know, put my beliefs on another person. What I believe is my belief, but I would never want to put that on another person. So I respect every religion out there. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what you believe in. That's fine. But I do believe that at the end of the day, if someone's going to put their religion on me, I'm going to be a little bit upset about it. You can tell your kids to grow up in a certain religion, you know, force it on them, put it down their throat. They're going to grow up and hate it.
Yeah, that's true.
The more you force a child to do anything,
that's like us. Like when we were kids,
it was forced down in our throat. It was. It really was. Going to the temple, learning Indian, you know, watching all these TV shows about religion.
Do you remember Hindi classes?
Yes, I do. Always used to get into trouble.
The thing is, though, I still enjoy like the I still enjoy the customs. But I recently got married. It was a Hindu ceremony.
Yeah.
Neither Pratham or I knew what was going on.
I don't think anyone else did.
No, yeah, like all of our friends, I'm sure no one really knew what was going on. But I still wanted, like, I could have chosen, you know, a different ceremony. We could have just not even had a ceremony, period. Yeah. But we still wanted that. So I still enjoy the customs and the culture.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful that we have customs and our own culture. Mm-hmm. And I definitely want to, you know, after I saw your wedding and Krupa's wedding and all of that, I definitely want to have a big fat Indian wedding. That's something that I want to have because it's, you know, you get married once, according to us. But I do want to have that, but not necessarily, you don't necessarily have to believe in God to have a ceremony like that.
That's definitely true. Okay, I've got another question. What is your favorite hobby to do alone?
Oh, gosh. Few things.
You watch porn.
What? That's not a hobby. That's like a mental disorder. I like to paint. I paint. I draw. I've got a sketchbook. I do that quite often whenever I feel stressed. What? Yeah, I've got a black sketchbook. I've
never seen you draw or paint in my life.
That's because I don't really go out and start showing my painting.
I need to see that next time I come over.
Yeah, definitely. I have like a few books. I've had them since I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got heaps and heaps and I love it. It's really, it's cathartic.
I love to bake, obviously, especially if I'm alone at home. It's the best. Cooking is really good. I've taken up cooking recently.
I've seen all your lovely, lovely food and you always make it when I'm not around.
I know, I should have cooked today, but I didn't.
I really wanted pork belly.
No, dude, the pork belly is amazing. If anyone likes pork belly, get a Ninja Foodie. It will change your life.
I love pork belly. I think that's like one of my favorite foods, but yeah, I just haven't made it. Good.
We actually cut the fat off and then cook that or crisp it separately. Crispy, yeah. Oh my God, it's amazing. Yeah, no, I think just baking and like just chilling out. Like,
I think baking, cooking, online shopping, anything. I love online shopping. I recently just did a big purchase, as you know.
I don't remember the last time I even had alone time. It's very rare.
I think when you get married, the dynamics change. I sometimes even just like to Netflix and chill by myself, to be honest.
Yeah, that's very true.
One of my biggest fears is when I get married that obviously it'll be me and my husband, but it's still having someone in the house with you. And in the same bed. And I think you were telling me it's a major difference going from having your own space to sharing your space.
Definitely. We will cover that in another podcast. I want to do a podcast about marriage and just moving in. it's such a massive change, especially coming from Indian families where most of the, like, you know, most of the Indian people we know, they stay at home until they get married and they move out.
Yeah, definitely.
Or either they move out, but they don't really move out with their partners.
Yeah.
So it's a massive change to go from your own room, your own space, to then start living with someone else, no matter how big the house.
Yeah, it doesn't always matter. And, you know, it's scary just thinking about having that space taken away. Because what if one day I just want to have the girls over and, you know, my partner doesn't have friends to go out with, or just stuff.
It works out in the end. I mean, look at us right now. You're in my bedroom.
100%.
We're recording this podcast.
Well, your husband and your mother-in-law downstairs.
Yeah, so it works out in the end. But, like, it takes a little bit of getting used to.
Because I'm scared that, you know, I'm going to try to go to sleep or, like, I want to just Netflix and chill by myself or some. I just want to be by myself for a couple of hours and I'm not going to get that. And that's quite scary having to think that, you know, it gets taken away.
Yeah. Okay, I have another question. What are you currently worried about?
Okay, so just recently my mum pulled me aside a week or two ago. And she said, I'm turning 27 in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, you're turning 27. When are you going to get married?
Oh, my God.
And I was so, and it was like in the kitchen. I must have come out for 5 minutes. And she just. I
didn't talk about this.
Huh?
You never told me about this.
Yeah, she did. She pulled me aside. She goes, when are you getting married? And I was like, I don't know. And, you know, she was like, well, she had very strong opinions on a lot of things. But
What did she say? Tell me what she said. I want to know.
First things first, are you sure you want to get married to the guy you're with right now? The issues that come from it. And the last thing she mentioned is children. She said to me, the older you get, the harder it is to have children. And this all stems from the fact that my mum had me at 21.
Mm-hmm.
My mum had her other two children, who are from the same dad, so my siblings, at 35, you know, to about 36. That's when she had all the other kids. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, it was such a big thing because I've never kind of been pulled aside and asked all of these questions. And it stems from the fact that my grandparents want to come to my wedding. And she goes, you know, there's so many factors involved. People are waiting for you to get married. You're turning 27. When do you want this? You know, when are you planning on having a kid and all of that? And I turned around and I said to her, how do you even know I want kids? And she said, don't be stupid. So it's automatically assumed that I want children and all of that. And she started questioning, why are you going to live in Australia?
So, okay, what did you answer? Like, what did you say?
I said, I don't know. I said, it's not up to me to say, hey, get on your knees and ask me to marry me.
Do you think that it's also because of your close friends, like me, Cooper, you've got, you know, other
Porsche's having a baby and all of that, and everyone's, and Claudette's married. All of my close friends and best friends are married and, you know, moving. Yeah, 100%. And I think it's also the fact that, you know, at my mum's age, or like when she was 27, she had a kid, you know, she was with my dad.
But it was different back then.
It was. And it was so, like, you know, she has this expectation that when you date someone, they're automatically after a couple of months or a couple of weeks, you just know they're the one, that's who you're going to marry. You don't know that nowadays. I mean, yourself dated your husband for 5 years before you got married.
Six.
That's right. And it takes time to build a relationship with someone. I think in her head, she's kind of like, okay, you know, as you know, they were very keen on my ex because on paper he was very tick, tick, tick. Everyone was keen on him and they kind of expected me to marry him.
But what was, okay, like you're telling me what your mum said, but what about you? When she asked you this and I'm asking you this now, is it actually a worry to you? That your close friends around you are all at a different stage of their life. And, like, how does it affect you? Like, what does it make you feel? Do you feel like...
I feel that it's good for you guys, but I don't know if I'm ready for that. Like, I may be ready. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. I definitely want to be with someone long term and, you know, have what you guys have, obviously, to be married, to have kids. I want a future like that. But in the next 5 years, in my plan, I don't see that happening. And it's okay not to be, you know, there are girls getting married at 30, 32. But I definitely know that by 30-ish, I want to be married and at least have a kid or something. That's something that I've wanted, but I know that right now in my 5-year plan, that doesn't fit in.
Yeah.
In my 10-year plan, it does.
Yeah, definitely. It's true because not every, you know, not everyone's life is the same as everyone else's. You don't have to follow the same path that everyone else follows. What's the most expensive thing you've ever broken?
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I ended up breaking a TV, my mum's, like, our massive TV. I got into an argument with my dad and I threw it across the room and not...
You threw the TV.
Well, I had that much adrenaline. I picked up the massive, massive TV. I threw it across the room. And in doing so, I actually, like, ended up hurting my back. So I ended up having to go to the hospital. Because one of my discs ended up...
Oh, my God.
It was so terrible.
I didn't break this, but this is, like... This is actually a really funny story. So my dad, where he used to work, he used to get a company car. And he's like, he doesn't really care. He would let us drive it all the time. And so I remember driving his company car one day. And I was driving, I think, to Brotham's house, I think. And then I got to a roundabout. And someone hit me. Well, actually, it was my fault. It dented the side, the left side, just above the tire. It dented that, and I was like, oh, fuck, what am I going to do? Because it's a company car. I'm not going to tell my dad that it was my fault, and I didn't want him to get in trouble. So I just came home, and I parked the car as per normal and went to sleep. I felt so bad, but then the next day, my dad came back home from work, and he was like, someone hit my car. And I was like, oh, no, what happened? He's like, oh, well, I told work that I parked it at work, and someone hit it there. And I was like, oh, thank God. And to this day, I've never told him it was me.
I'm very sorry, Uncle. When you listen to this podcast, you'll find out.
That's what you get for being too nice. He's too nice.
You know what? I've always wanted to know this. What are the three essential things that you carry in your bag?
Oh, my phone, my wallet. And probably gum. Yeah. Hmm. What about you?
Fine.
Or like lip like
probably yeah,
lip
I think lipstick. I have like a range of like 5 lipsticks that I carry around just in case because I don't know where I'm going. Phone, lipsticks, sanitary items because obviously we're females. I always have some and I have some in the car as well. And face wipes. I don't know whether it's because I have my siblings or whatever, but ever since my mum had kids, one thing that's essential is wet wipes, always in your bag.
Yeah, no, I get that. And or like hand sanitizer or something.
Oh, that's always, yeah. You never know. All these germs. Do you sing in the shower?
No, I do not. Do you?
No.
I know a lot of people that play music in the shower. Like, they have their phone on.
I've had a beer in the shower.
You what?
I think it was in Mexico. I had a beer in the shower.
All right. Let's wrap it up. I've got one last question to ask you.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to answer this one too. What do you want from this podcast?
I want... to talk about everything and anything, everything that we've gone through and maybe help people go kind of understand where they are in life and that's okay to be there and empower mm-hmm. women and men alike.
Yeah. No, I really like that. That's true. I think I agree. I want to be able to reach like an audience and because some of the topics we talk about, it's really hard to relevant. Talk. But it's hard to talk about these topics with your friends face to face. Everyone thinks about, you know, oh, what are they going to think of me if I talk about this?
Thing we have is we've had such a good friendship for so many years that
mm-hmm.
we have always had each other and our friends to rely on. And mm-hmm. I know many people don't have that.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what I want. And I think what you want from the podcast as well is that we just want to talk about everything, talk about issues that we kind of face day to day.
Issues that you may face day to day.
Yeah.
But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this and hope you guys got to learn a little bit about us.
Yeah, I know. We answered so many questions. The amount of times we tried to record this podcast.
And then got so annoyed and not bothered.
I think we answered like some of the questions 3 or 4 times and we're like over it. Definitely. But no, we've done it. This is it. I'm not answering any more fucking questions. I don't give a fuck about like.
Thanks for listening, guys. Until next time.
Yes. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.